Well, last night the NRL inducted six members into the Hall of Fame, and one of them was Steve the Beaver Menzies, who joins us on the line this morning. Good morning, Beaver.
G'day, Loz. How you doing?
Going very well, mate. Congratulations.
Yeah,
thanks very much. It's obviously a huge honour. Even when they selected the 25 to get named in that against with the likes of the names that were there, it was a big honour and a bit of a surprise, I suppose, to get shocked. There's so many good players, and it's just a bit lost for words, when they called yesterday and sort of said, you've been selected. It's very proud, and like I said, it's just great to be announced with those names.
What's it involved now? Is there a dinner? Is there an official induction into the Hall of Fame, Steve?
Yeah, I think there's August 1. They're having an event, a function that they'll do some festivities and announce the players again. But I think there's bits and pieces, but we haven't been fully told what's going on, but I'm sure there'll be a couple of things.
Beav, you've had a wonderful career, mate. 280 games for Manly, 69 for the Northern Eagles, and then you went away and played in the Super League competition, and 57 games for Bradford, 71 for Catalans, 477 games, 238 tries. Huh. When you're a kid growing up, were you always a natural try scorer?
When I first started, it was under eight, and we used a full size footy on a full size field. So there was, you just picked up from dummy half and ran around people. So I used to score a couple then.
Yep.
Reasonably fast. But through my whole career, I always sort of played second row and lock. And played that wide running sort of second row style. And, always used to. I did have a guy with a moustache to run off back then in those days. But, I always used to score a few tries, yeah.
And one of the things that, whenever we do a talk topic here about combinations on the radio, it always comes up, Lions and Menzies. And I guess it's appropriate, Steve, that your great mate, even though there's almost a generation different in age, Cliffy Lyons goes into the Hall of Fame with you. The numbers that are coming out about the number of tries you scored or how regularly you scored them when Cliffy played compared to when he wasn't playing is incredible. What was it about Cliffy? What was it about your relationship with him that made you such a successful combination?
I think we just worked really well together. Like, we never really planned any types of moves. I think there was one little move that we sort of planned, but it was really, he just grabbed the ball and I'd be talking. I would run where the defenders were. I was just sort of reading him, how the defenders reacted to him, like who was going to tackle him. I would try and sort of come, get into the space where they had just been, whether it was a guy turning in from the outside or coming from the inside trying to grab Cliffy, I would sneak back on the inside. We worked together, the combination just had that. It was never really planned.
Beav, you had a wonderful and long, successful career. Can you pick out one moment in particular that's your favourite?
Probably a couple of moments, one early in my career, one late in my career. Probably early in my career getting selected for to go to the Kangaroo Tour in 94, sorry. I was 20 years at the time, and to go over and, obviously play against sides over there, but to play alongside, guys like yourself and Mel Meninga and, Brad Clyde and these other legends of the game. But that was huge for me then. And I suppose my last ever game in the for the Seagulls, the 2008 Grand Final, going in against Melbourne and winning 40-0 and scoring a try is not a bad way to send myself out. Yeah.
Now, you're a clean skin, Beaver, but on that tour in 94...
Oh, here we go!
I remember a night where yourself and Brad Fittler and I, we stayed up. It was a fantastic night, wasn't it? I don't think we paid for a drink, did we? Freddie paid for them.
Yeah, I think it was Freddie put it on his room. His room, because Penn was a player. I think, we had a couple of bourbon and cokes that night.
Oh, just a couple. Just a couple.
So hang on, just to clarify, Penrith said, we'll pick up the tab on your room. And you blokes exploited it.
We exploited it. There was a loophole.
Freddie said he'd get it. That was Freddie's deal, so he thought he'd do it. And said, let's drink $1,000 worth of bourbon.
It was just the three of us.
$1,000 worth of bourbon.
It's quite expensive.
Expensive, yeah.
Exactly, of course. Yeah, no, fair enough. Hey, what about
drinking the good stuff. Yeah.
What about that, Steve? The best you've played with, the best you've played against?
Oh, people often ask this. I think Cliffy was the best I've ever played with. He was just, like I said, just a magician at what he did. Very few players can replicate that. And the best I've played against is Andrew Johns. Obviously, I played with him at a representative level, but he was just, such a competitive player. He could, everything he needed to do in the game, I thought he was amazing. He could run, he could tackle, he could pass, he could kick. He just had all the skills. His determination of work ethic off the field. Lots of people sort of hear that, he used to like to go out, but, he used to work hard and put the hours in, and, just everything about him was amazing.
Beav, I always get asked this question, and I'm sure a lot of people want to know, because people ask me and I don't know the answer. The nickname Beaver, where did you get it and how did you get it?
It came from, I had it since I was about 8 years old, from the old Leave It to Beaver. Remember the old Leave It to Beaver, the American sitcom?
Yep.
It was on TV. The main character, Theodore Cleaver, was, I had a little bit of a similar haircut and a few freckles, and I looked a little bit like him, and I think one of my footy coaches just said, you look like the Beaver.
Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah.
I used to love those signs at Brookvale Oval.
Yeah.
Beaver. It was sensational. No, fantastic career, mate. Unbelievable.
Good on you, Steve. August 1 is that night where the induction will take place. There'll be a gala dinner around that one. It's a fantastic acknowledgement of a great career, and we really appreciate you joining us this morning.
My pleasure, boys. Thanks for having me.